This is KC5GO. I'm at control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. This net is called for training purposes only. Do I have any stations at this time that have emergency traffic? Please come now. If at any time that you have any emergency traffic and need to break into the net, use the term break, break. Topic for tonight's net is going to be spotter safety, and we want to address 9 points, and then we have just some miscellaneous announcements and upcoming events. This is KC5GOI, and I will be your net control for tonight's net. Do I have any of the assistant emergency coordinators on the frequency at this time? Please come now.
KC6LE.
Todd Taylor, why?
AD5NY. Okay, I have KG6LE, KD5JLY, W5TFV, and AD5MY. Any other assistant ECs at this time?
KB5YLE.
A-R-E-S-Net.
Alrighty, I have KB5YLE and N5VVS. Any other assistant ECs at this time? Alrighty, at this time I'm going to take generic check-ins from all stations in the county. Please wait for the courtesy tone to execute before you try and transmit. Please come with your full call sign. I'll take check-ins in groups of three. Please come now.
KC5HHR.
AC5T.
N5OEP.
I have KC5HHR, AC5T, and N5RUB. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
KD5YSD. KD5ZYI.
Okay, I have KD5YSD, KD5ZYI, and Bob, I've got you. Any other stations at this time?
KD5NZV. KD5SKN.
Thank you, Bob. I goofed on your call sign. Okay, I have WB5NZV and W5TFKN. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
KD5RCASNET.
0WDH.
Okay, I got a KD5 station and the repeater ID'd on top of you. And then I had another station that I got, 0WDH. KD5 station, please try first.
KD5ZZS.
Okay, WDH station, please try again.
WDH checking in.
Okay, any other stations wishing to check in at this time, please come now.
N5XKB.
5XKB. Any other stations at this time?
KD5YR1.
Okay, I have KD5YRY. This is KC5GOI, net control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Last station, please try again. Please let the courtesy tone execute because I only caught the tail end of that last attempt.
5-0-0-E-S-Net.
Okay, Kilo Delta Papa, gotcha. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
That was Kilo 5, Kilo Delta Alpha, K5, KGA.
Okay, Devon, gotcha. Any other stations at this time?
KJZ.
Okay, I've got K5KDA, KD5MNO, KD5KJZ. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Alright, y'all come back for check-in, final round of check-ins at the tail end of the net. First announcement I want to make tonight is work on the new Emergency Communication Center, and notice we're saying Emergency Communication Center, not Emergency Operations Center, is progressing. The furniture has been resurfaced, the wood's been retreated on it, and we are anticipating probably by the end of storm season actually having everything installed. We still need to deal with some antenna installations, software, and some other odds and ends. The target is to be working our Aries nets out of the new central fire station come the second storm season of this year. For those stations interested, APRS will be monitored at the ECC. In addition to any non-priority traffic is preferred to be taken over to the 440 repeater. We're going to be running nets where we're going to be using minimum reporting criteria in addition to specifying specific areas when the need arises. If you need to carry on a conversation with someone about, hey, I'm going to use Jerry and myself as an example. If Jerry wishes to talk to me and ask what I'm seeing because we happen to know where each other is in relationship to the storm, we can carry on the conversation over there, and if we need to, then we can decide if we need to make a report to the main net. KC5GOI, net control for Denton County Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Messages can be sent to the ECC via APRS, but we will not be able to guarantee how quick a turnaround would be, so any storm-specific reports do need to be directed to the voice net, not the APRS net. The two things that you're mainly going to see change, and we haven't had an opportunity to implement those things, and depending on your point of view, that's a good thing, is again, we will start specifying minimum reporting criteria. Net control has the responsibility of establishing it, the level of it, and that level can vary depending on the needs. Also, we're going to be more specific about when we do check-ins. We're going to be looking for mobile stations first, then stations in the area of immediate concern, and then stations that are outside the concern area or will take a longer time to go mobile. It is requested that you adhere to those policies. Two of the concerns that we have had expressed to us is that we've had some focus on areas that were not a threatened area. This has caused some questioning about how tight things need to be run. We do not want to emulate a Dallas County net. That is not our intention. We just need to kind of focus our emphasis on some of the things and kind of be back to where we were about 5 or 6 years ago. All right, to the meat of the matter tonight, we only have 9 points, and they're mainly just reminders to everybody. It's recommended that you attend at least one Skywarn class annually. You can get that either here, go to Severe Storms Lab, catch it when they have their symposium, or upcoming HAMCOM, which happens to be the weekend of June 19th. You can catch two different levels of the class there, both the basic and the advanced, from what I understand. You can also attend any of the other Skywarn training classes that the National Weather Service puts on during the winter. Item number two, and I know this one's going to be a little bit more difficult to achieve because it does turn up to be a timing concern. We prefer that you kind of keep an eye on the weather yourself just so you know what's kind of coming. The last two times that we thought we had weather coming, we were already starting to prepare for it. We didn't need it, but it was good practice. What we would like spotters to do, if possible, is travel in a pair. So, for example, Gerald and myself go out from time to time when we have the time to get together. That frees up one of you to watch specifically the road and the other to watch the weather event. That allows for driving safety and helps focus somebody on looking at the weather. This is KC5GOI, Net Control for Denton County, Aries Training Net. Item number three, and this one I know many of us over time can appreciate, keep an eye out for shelter. Be looking for things like bank drive-throughs, car washes, something with some sort of an overhang or an eave to help protect you from hail damage. The one structure that we do not recommend that you hide under for multiple reasons are highway overpasses. Highway overpasses represent a danger in multiple ways. Number one, as everybody's seen, traffic always tends to clog up in those areas. That can be especially bad as if you have a sudden downburst of rain and your vision becomes limited. The traffic that's coming down the highway may not slow down or be able to react in time and then come through and try and clean out the overpass like a Roto-Rooter. Another reason to stay away from overpasses is it will prevent emergency equipment from getting through. It will delay them because people will need to move their vehicles if they're willing to move them at all. The other item is if you need a place to hide because you have really large hail coming at you and you know you're not going to be able to get away from it, if you hide underneath an overpass in a tornadic event or a high wind event, the winds in the overpass actually produce a Venturi effect. That's where the winds speed up. That can carry debris in towards you. It can actually pull you out of there. The National Weather Service strongly recommends that you do not hide underneath an overpass. Item number four. When you have lightning, and it's been documented that lightning can travel for 20 miles, you really need to stay inside of your vehicle. If you get into a very lightning-prone area, if it's all around you, try not to touch your steering wheel or your doors. Your car will provide shelter within a reasonable extent from lightning. If your car gets struck, you can almost guarantee you're going to get a tire, if not all four, pop. So you want to try and isolate yourself as much as possible. Being inside your car is much better than standing outside, being in the car touching the steering wheel, being by a tree. Item number five, make sure you always keep an escape route handy. That applies for if you have a tornado heading your way, you need to be able to react without having to have to do too much thinking about which way to go. You need to know this is my escape route, this is the direction I'm going to go ahead of time. It also will help you avoid hail in case you start seeing that hail coming down. You might want to, you know, kind of book out of there because you don't know if that pea-sized hail is going to start becoming walnut to softball-sized hail. We recommend that you do carry some sort of a map with you, like a MAPSCO, but it is NetControl's request that you do not give us your position reports in a MAPSCO coordinate. NetControl will not be looking at a MAPSCO. The city and county have requested that we do not use MAPSCO coordinates. They're looking for your major street intersections. Carrying your MAPSCO with you, though, can help you plan that emergency route or a quicker way to get to the position you might want to be going.
A-R-E-S, net.
This is KC5GOI Net Control for Dane County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Item number 6, please do not cross any flooded roads, particularly specifically like when you're coming home or if you're trying to head a specific direction. 2 feet of water can wash your vehicle off of the road. Almost every time we have a storm in North Texas, we always hear a report on the news about somebody that tried to cross a creek that's been flooded, a bridge that's got water over it, and it usually winds up with a fatality or somebody severely injured. Item number 7, reduce your speed. The speed limit may say 65 on the highway, but driving in the rain, you need to be able to adapt for sudden reductions in visibility, or if you find an area that recently been hailed on, you might as well be, well, you'll be driving on ice. Item number 8, we want to make sure to remind everyone that we need to be obeying the traffic laws. The difference between going 50 miles an hour and going 60 miles an hour over a 10-mile stretch only makes 2 minutes difference at best. Anytime we're out storm spotting, one individual does reflect on the entire group. So if somebody winds up having an accident, even though it may be something specific to that person, it could reflect back on the group if the investigating officer says, well, what were you doing? Well, I was out storm spotting. There's been plenty of occurrences farther north of people that were storm spotting, not necessarily for amateur radio, but to get that footage or to go for the thrill. They want to stop speeding or cutting through people's fields, doing things like that, just basic destruction of property, all under for adrenaline rush, for lack of better words. Item number 9, use your noodle. Make sure that you're looking around, seeing what you've got, thinking far enough ahead, and think before you make your report. That way, you know, you don't have a sudden rush of, oh, I've got this and this and this. Before you make your report, stop and think about exactly what it is you want to say. Make sure that, you know, you wait for NetControl to acknowledge you. You give your position, you give what you're seeing, and you give your call sign. But also make sure you're thinking about which way do I need to go so you've got that escape route. All right, those were the 9 points for this evening. I'm going to go through the list of check-ins. First, I'm going to go with the assistant emergency coordinators. KG6LE, go ahead.
KG6LE, good evening, guy in the net. Good subject tonight. Need to think about all those things quite a bit during storm events. Nothing additional from me. Just a reminder, the newsletter will be going out probably tomorrow, Thursday at the latest. And if you have anything for the newsletter, get it to me tonight. And everybody remember, we have the Mad Bicycle Rally coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So everybody sort of prep for that. And there'll be more information in the newsletter about that. Good night, guy. Back to you. KG6LE.
KD5JLY, go ahead. 5JLY, go ahead. W5TFV, go ahead.
Guy W5Z here. Oh, what's going on here? I must... Hey, what's up? Okay, W5TFV. Just one thing on that covers several points you made there. It's always good to have you your place picked out in advance of where you're going to go. I've got three or four out here in the Argyle-Justin area that I go to, and a couple of reasons that it works to see is, first of all, you get a place that you can see good up high, usually without a lot of trees obstructing you. And if you go out there enough, you get familiar with what you can and cannot see there, so when a cloud gets between you and some lights or something, you're aware of it. Other thing is, you can find the nearest culvert or something to dive under if you need to, or a place where you have to have your escape route there. So if you have a chance, there you go. Stake you out a couple there and get familiar with them. W5T.
One other item I wanted to add to Jerry, he had a very good point about looking for your spots ahead of time. That's very good planning. I intend by the end of June, I'm still waiting for the rest of the people that were wanting to submit locations for spotting to send those to me. I will be publishing a map in Adobe Acrobat format that has known good spotting locations. So if you've got any spots that you really like and you think need to be shared with the group, go on ahead and send those to me at ac5goi@dcara.net, or you can also send them to operations@dcara.net. 85MY, go ahead.
85MY, I don't have any comment, did not, just make a note here.
Alrighty, just want to remind everybody, when you're finished with your transmission, make sure that you give your call. KB5YLE, go ahead.
Seems like everything's already been said. Hey, guy. KB5YLE.
Alrighty, N5VVS, go ahead.
Announcement for anything. Hope everyone has a great evening. N5VVS.
Alrighty, last call for W5GM. KD5JOI. Alrighty, do I have any other stations I wish to check in at this time?
KB5YM.
5 Juliet, Romeo, November. KE5UT.
KD5GSW. Alrighty, I have K5JRN, KE5UT, and KD5GSW. Any other stations at this time?
AREST.
KB5YM.
I have KB5YAM. Any other stations at this time?
Kilo.
Steven, I believe that was you. You might try one more time, but I need you to improve on your position before you try that transmission again. Alrighty, any other stations at this time?
How are you, Dave? 85YOY.
Okay, N5RUB got you, and I believe that was KD5YRY.
Affirmative, KD5YRY.
Okay, any other stations at this time?
KB5PRA Mobile, can I check in?
Oh, is that you, Eric? Try again.
35 NVO. KB5PRA Mobile.
Okay, I'm not sure if it was KB or KD5TRA. Well, give me your prefix just one more time.
Bravo 5, Tango Romeo Alpha.
All right, gotcha. Any other stations at this time?
85 MVO.
Okay, I've got KD5 MVO. Any other stations?
Checking out.
Okay, Rob, appreciate it. All righty, KC5HHR, go ahead.
KC5HHR.
Did you have anything you wanted to contribute to the tonight's net, Andrew?
Nope, sounds like you got it covered, guy. And I'm verifying my page is working properly. KC5HHR.
AC5T, go ahead.
Good evening to the net. Nothing to add there, guy. Great job, great review. AC5T.
W5FKN.
Guy in the net. I don't have anything to add. You did a great job. I'd like to chat with you a couple minutes after the net, though. W5FKN.
No problem, Bob. KD5YSD, go ahead. KD5ZYI, go ahead.
Guy, us new people really appreciate the tips and hints you give us. Nothing to add. KD5ZYI.
WB5NZV.
Here, guy, the net. Don't have anything further to add. There's a good net tonight, and we're very proud of. Did get the page. That'd be 5NZV.
KD5ZCA, go ahead.
Good net, nothing further. KD5ZCA.
Okay, I still only got the numeric and the last three of this call sign. I need the station to try one more time. Please give about a half second after you key your push to talk before you give your call sign. I've got 0WDH.
Roger, that is N0WDH. Nothing further. Good net tonight. Thank you.
Okay, I got that as an N0WDH. Thank you. N5X. I believe it's XYB. Go ahead.
N5XKB, November 5, X-ray, Kilo Bravo. Do appreciate the spotter safety information tonight. I don't have anything else for the night. N5XKB.
All right, and just want to let you know I did get the call sign correct. N5XKB. Appreciate it. KD5YRY. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I was just going to check in and let you know that I did receive the page, and this is Jeff with Denton County. This is my first little training that to listen in on, and it's a good job. I appreciate it. KD5YRY.
Hey
L-E-S, Zep.
This is KC5GLI Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. K5KDA, go ahead.
Good job, Guy. Very informative. Nothing more to add. K5KDA.
KD5MNO, go ahead.
5MNO, and hello everybody in the net. I did receive the page on my cell phone. Would like to get a little background on, you mentioned don't drive on hail. The one time that I did, it felt like I had four flat tires, and I had little or no control, so definitely a good idea to not drive on hail, heavy hail. Another point would be don't call net control until the last operator is finished. Let the last person finish with what they're trying to say, do, whatever, and let them ID. That way we keep ourselves legal and we know for sure the person is done. When they give their call sign, we know they're done. That way we're not, we let them get everything out they want and it was a good net. Two quick announcements, and I'll discuss it after the net. We have definitely scheduled, a tour at the National Weather Service at the Fort Worth office on June 13th, which is a Thursday. Thursday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. And I'm sure we'll have a talk-in of some sort on the 9-2. Probably go to Simplex when we get down there closer. And if you want, the address there is 3401 Northern Cross Boulevard, and they're basically at 820 and 35W. And also for the Mad Mother Ride on Saturday the 29th of this month, May 29th, we need all the volunteers that we can get. Let me reset. I'd like to have too many than not enough volunteers, and especially people with APRS. We are going to have temporary trackers available, but I would like to have everybody available possible. You can send me your information. I'd like to get a list of everybody I can beforehand, but obviously if you just show up and make yourself available on Saturday, that would be good. I'll discuss it further after the net. KD5MNO.
Appreciate that, Greg. KD5KJZ, go ahead.
Nothing really to add, Guy. Good review. And I'm planning on being at the Mad Mother's Rally, and I did get the page on the cell phone, so all systems seem to be working good. Back to you, KC5GOI in the net, KD5KJZ.
KB5YAM, go ahead.
Any guy, good net. One point, make sure you leave enough gaps so a weaker emergency station can get in. KB5YAM, back to net.
This is KC5GLI Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. K5JRN, go ahead.
K5GRN, mobile in Cisco, good net, guys. K5GRN.
A-R-E-S, net.
K-E-5-U-T, go ahead.
Good evening, Guy. Good evening to the net. Very helpful and informative net, and I haven't anything specifically to add. Thought it was real helpful. Back to net from KE5UT.
KD5GSW, go ahead.
Nothing to add, Guy. KD5GSW.
KD5MVO, go ahead.
KD5MVO received a page via page and back to the net.
KD5YRY, go ahead. KD5YRY. KB5TRA, go ahead. KB5TRA, go ahead. Alrighty, last call for W5GM. Alrighty, do I have any other stations that wish to check in at this time? Alrighty, we had 28 check-ins this evening. I want to tell everyone that we definitely appreciate it. Thank you for your participation. Yeah. I do want to make one last announcement. The Denton County Area's Planning Committee is working on a set of skywarn guidelines for Denton County. The intent is to publish this both via web and when we do some renewals of everyone that has the Area's pagers. We're going to hand this out to you. It will be available as an Adobe Acrobat document when it is completed at www.denton-ares.org. The guidelines are going to cover things such as repeater operations during a skywarn net, the type of behavior you can expect as far as the repeaters are concerned, what their tones mean, how to place a report, minimum reporting criteria, information not required, information not desired, activity that's inappropriate for a net, and then some other odds and ends. It's going to be about a four-page document, and it will be public information for everyone involved. I'd like to thank everyone one more time for checking into tonight's net. This net will be published as May 2004 in Windows Media Player format. That will be put up tonight. So if you missed part of the session or you just want to revisit it, feel free to go to the website, look at it, and you can listen to it online. This is KC5GO on Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Training Net. I am now closing this net. Thank you again, everyone. I'd like to extend my thanks to W5FKN for the use of the 517 and the Denton County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the 9-2 repeaters. This is KC5GOI, clear.